It's a very, very familiar scripture tonight. In the third chapter of St. John's Gospel, we're going to start reading. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles except thou, God, be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Mm-hmm. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth whither it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Amen. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receiveth not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I have told you heavenly things? Now, I'm going to go back tonight, and Nicodemus was a very, very popular man in the Scripture, and this is a popular message to a certain extent, but tonight, the eighth verse, I will bear the burden of our message tonight. I the Bible says, the wind bloweth whither it listeth, and thou hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell whither it goeth, cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Now, the Bible say liken the Spirit in the wind. He talked about the wind. In my mind went back to the wind. That's very common with us. Tonight, and the Bible said, the flesh is flesh. The Spirit is Spirit. I want you to know that the wind is the wind. I want you to know tonight that there has never been nothing created by man that can stand up against the wind that flows across our universe. We can find out the wind from the beginning of time. I can see back yonder in the old prophet days whenever Elijah he went up on side of the mountain of the Bible said that there was a great fire and God wasn't in it and there was earthquake, God wasn't in it there was a wind and God wasn't in it now the Bible said don't be carried away with every wind of doctrine. Every spirit is not the spirit in that of God. Listen, the Bible said to try the spirit to see if they're from God. I can see Elijah once again. Boys, he said that he heard
of the sound of abundance of rain. Tonight we can see down through time whenever the wind raged through the earth and it does today. Brother, there's not nothing, as I said, that can stand up against the wind that God created. And neither can nobody pluck us out of the hand of God.
Right.
Remember again, we want to talk about the wind. What keeps us from the wiles of the devil. I want you to know tonight that the devil, he's got a counterfeit for everything that God created for us.
Yeah.
Everything that man can think about, the devil has got a counterfeit. But listen, we have the real thing tonight because that there was a time that Jesus took his flight and went into the heavens, but there was two men that stood by him and said, "Yea, man of Galilee, why stand gazing into the heavens? The same Jesus that you see go away, I will come again in like manner." And then they went from there back to the upper room. And those that was chosen to go to the upper room, I believe that maybe they was there for about 20 days. And there was about 120 of them, men and women. Listen, but one glorious day, the promise I come to pass. There was a great and mighty a rushing wind. Brother, to fill that place and the house where they was. I brought down the Holy Ghost and it lit upon each and every one of them tonight. And they was all filled with the Holy Ghost. But it come by the way of the wind. Listen tonight. And now we can see our little churches. Listen, now how do we need to be carried away with the wind of the Spirit? Listen tonight. Don't be carried away with every wind of doctrine.
Right. Yeah.
It'll take us where we don't want to go.
Right.
And it won't bring us back when we're ready. It will cost us more than we want to pay. Tonight, the wrong spirit. There is a spirit tonight, but not the spirit of God. It will make you think that you're in the right spirit. But brother, listen, whenever you see the spirit of God moving, you start looking for the results of it. Tonight, we will find the results of the spirit.
That's right.
And if you don't find nothing, you better get away from it.
That's right.
Listen. How that he said the wind bloweth where it listeth. Now hear the sound thereof. Many times maybe you've been sitting quiet in a house and hear somebody say the wind is picking up outside and you can't you can go look out you can see the results of it but you can't see the wind.
Yeah.
You see the wind blowing. How does the trees, I believe in Isaiah, it said how that even the trees, the hands of the trees would clap their hands to glorify God. Today the Bible said that he said, "He that hath a ear, to hear, let him hear what saith the word of God."
Amen.
In the churches. The wind. You know, I never settled down on the wind before, as far as I know. The Bible said, I talked about Nicodemus and how he was questioning God. We'll look maybe just for a minute in Romans. I believe the Bible said in Romans. If we can find it real quick.
Yes, the Lord.
The 10th chapter and the 8th verse. For what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thine mouth and the Lord Jesus and shall believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yeah,
my brother, listen. God is still in the saving business.
Yeah,
preacher, I don't know when to move with God. Listen, whenever you feel a good warm feeling down inside and you're peering hard, I'd rather move. You know, maybe don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going to ask what you're going to say. Let Jesus have his way.
Amen.
Everything will be all right.
That's right. Amen.
Listen, Nicodemus was very confused. He said, how can these things be? Jesus said, art thou ruler of Israel? He said, wait. We say that we do know. We say that we're Christians. Everything is all right. We say that we're going to heaven. He said, but we will not receive our witness.
Yeah.
Listen, we say that we know. We testify that everything is all right. But nothing is happening with it. We still feel cold and indifferent. Listen. Pray, seek God, and everything will be all right with
you. That's right. Amen.
Listen, when the Lord speaks, you've got to move.
That's right.
I like to this morning, when everybody just loosened up and let the Lord have his way.
Yeah.
If we come up here all dried up and just shut up our bowels of mercy to one another, Jesus said he would cut his mercy off from us.
That's right. Yep.
Plain and simple. Whatever we do, we're doing in vain. But let's let the Lord have his way.
Amen.
I'm going to slow down and quit. But boy, I tell you what, I would have loved to have been there. I wasn't there in the upper room at Jerusalem, but I'd like to have been there on the day.
Yeah.
That cloven tongues were coming in.
Yeah.
The wind was bringing them. The Bible said that there was a sound from heaven. And they was coming in. By a mighty rushing wind. And it lightened up on. Don't you know they're happy?
Amen.
Yeah.
They had been waiting all of this time. Yeah. His children, you know what? The ones that got to go into the upper room, they were many followers, they were many believers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did just 120 get to go to receive? Not every follower got to go back into the upper room. They had been there once before. Those disciples had been there in this one room once before.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one not present this time.
Yeah.
He was not there. I want to be there, but I want to be in heaven with Jesus.
Amen.
Whenever the wind comes, you can't hear the wind blowing outside. You can't tell where it's going. You can't tell where it's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, so is every one that is born of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
I've been in a few services when everything all broke loose. And maybe there were four or five preachers on the floor at one time preaching. I guess to a lot of people I would sound like a real confused time with God. He heard everything that was spoken. I'm going to tell you this and I'll come to close. My two sisters took me to Nashville one time. I had a appointment down there. Downtown. I was scared to death. And I watered the back seat of that car all the way down there. Been getting a big, huge church. I don't know how many people was in there. It was full. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. But we walked across the lawn. Had to park on the side of the street. Right uptown. And so I walked along behind my two sisters. They were in front. I put them out in front.
walking on the sea. Jesus was walking on the sea. Mm-hmm. I got it, Lord. We got in there and they had their service. And the preacher turned it over to me and I hit the floor. And I might have preached a little faster and longer then than I do now, but there was a little lady about that tall. She started following me and the priest and the Lord, and her hair got all down. First thing I knowed, everybody in the house was up there with me, a shouting and a praise in the Lord. We had a service.
Amen.
What a service we had.
Amen.
And right time, right place. People were minding the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody gets home. And we'll have a good old service.
Amen.